B Morning Show with Brock and Hunter. Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Don't
ruin it. It's good enough by itself. We don't need you back there making noises.
That's pretty good. Spot on. Hey, good morning. 7:15. Brock, Hunter, what's going on? The Plan B Morning Show. I cry. Why don't you show? You're just jealous. You don't get to make cool mouth noises.
Not jealous. No, not at all.
Hunter, can I make a quick comment? It's funny. I woke up this morning, and I'm like, I was running a little bit behind. I had to make a bottle for the baby. You know, I'm kind of rushing around. Then I got into work, and something was different. Something was amiss, if you will. And I'm like, what is it? And I just realized what it was. My throat isn't killing me. This is the first 4th of July in I don't know how many years.
Oh, yeah, you weren't screaming.
Because I wasn't hammered drunk, lighting off fireworks and hooting and hollering like a damn pirate, okay? It's amazing. I rested my vocal cords. Usually 4th of July, Uncle Brock is drunk, all right? He's lighting up.
That's what it is. You know that's what it is, too. It's the drinking. It's not all the activities going around. No. Everybody is at a normal tone.
Yep.
Except when you start drinking, then you start yelling. It's like your hearing goes away every time you one sip, one ear goes out, dude. Two sips, the other ear is out, and then you start screaming.
I can't help it. My volume gauge is distorted by booze, and then you add in fireworks. I got a few mortars that went off a little bit quick out of the tube. It's hard on the hearing.
So you've been here long enough to where it doesn't happen as much anymore, but it was always great, like when you're around a new person that didn't know how loud you get. They're always like, damn, dude.
This guy's loud.
Is he always that loud? Like, he's pretty close.
Yep.
He's just a little drunk now.
I'm boisterous. That's what it is. I'm boisterous. But
if
you're wondering why the vocals are so silky smooth this morning, all right, why it's nice and calm.
They're not silky and they're not smooth. It's still scratchy.
It doesn't sound like I was gargling asphalt all weekend. It's fantastic. Listen to this smooth, velvety voice of mine. It's because I wasn't hammered drunk, just screaming at the top of my lungs going, America! No, it was very calm. It was relaxed.
Even when he whispers, his voice carries.
I can't tell you how many times, like, I'll lean over to Kiki to say something. What? Obviously, usually something inappropriate. And when we're out in public, I'm like, hey, Kiki. She's like, oh, my God, you are so. Everyone heard that. I'm like, what?
So,
I tried to whisper.
Quick story. We were camping one time. There's these people, like, unpacking their stuff right next to us. Kids running around everywhere. This is midday. We were feeling pretty good. Brock, we're playing poker, man. He's getting boisterous, man. Ah, probably saying some words that kids probably shouldn't be hearing. And like, I quietly like look over at Brock and I'm like, hey, you're a little loud. You're a little, and I was nervous because usually when you say, hey, you're a little loud, and you're loud, and the other person's drunk, they get really offended.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh yeah, am I? Yeah.
That's usually when you get loud. You just wait.
But no, you were calm and collected, and you were like, dude, thank you.
Yeah, because no one does
thank
that,
you
all right? I get it. I'm a loud guy, okay? I need attention. I understand. If you just politely tell
bring
me.
Bring it down a notch, dude.
Tone it down. Tone it down. And I'll be like, oh, okay. And then I'll whisper, and then I get a little, I'm like, I was being loud.
Oh. Yeah, you get a little giggly, and then 5 minutes later.
Yeah, right then I forget. Then I forget what you said to me. But yeah, so enjoy the silky smooth vocals of Brock. Yeah. Because he wasn't drunk and hollering about fireworks this weekend. All right.
There's nothing silky about that voice.
Silky smooth. All right, we got to keep her moving here. It is time for your morning dump. Let's do it.
It's the morning dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, your morning dump brought to you by Pump.
That
Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-77.
77.
Or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Yeah, pump it. Yeah, pump it. Hey, good news today, Hunter. It's International Kissing Day. I want to kiss you all over and over and again. I want
to make out with your wife. Do you guys make out?
Every once in a while. Hey, we had a baby, so I know we made out 9 months ago. That's for
sure.
You
don't have to make out to have a baby. You know that, right?
I wooed her with my making out, and then boom, she was pregnant. It was crazy. So kissing right. is good for you. It's good for dental health. It stimulates saliva production, and you'd also burn 20 calories per minute. However, in the world that we're living in, maybe don't just go around making out with random people. You know, it's a little bit more of a vetting process at this point in time, you know?
You got to have tongue involved for making out, right?
Yeah, I think
otherwise, it's
so.
Just a kiss.
Yeah, yeah. If and besides, too, like, if you're just going ham, just slamming lips together, no. You got to, sorry, it's a slamming lips together. Give me a minute. You got to throw a little tongue in there. You know, get a little, you know, clean the back molars, if you will. So, you know, really get in there.
No.
Yeah.
I'm going to be on the opposite end of this one. So as I got a little older, I don't know, man, just a full tongue on top. It's just, ugh.
No, that's
she's
usually
a beautiful person. You know, I'm not saying anything about my wife. It's just, I don't know, dude. The tongue twisting is not appealing to me.
That's how I know Kiki's all revved up is when she throws a little bit more
exactly,
tongue in.
Yeah, that's exactly. That's how like, I know when we're both buzzed.
Yeah.
That's. If the tongue is involved, there's definitely some booze involved.
That's how I know Hunter's horny is when he gives me more tongue. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, we give you the tongue, right?
You're all amped up, buddy. Why don't you calm down? Down, boy. So, yeah, give your loved one a little smoochy today. A little smoochy, smooch, kissy, wissy. You know Happy's going to make it all better. International Kissing Day. Lastly, Matthew McConaughey. All right, man. He recently did a video. It's a 2.5 minute long video. He's got slick back hair. He's wearing gold rim sunglasses, and he's just talking about America, man. How much he loves it. And he says, "Hey, right now, America, we're just going through puberty, man. That's all. We're just growing."
Because he's running for governor, right?
Is he running for governor? It's funny you bring that up, and that's why I'm talking about this, because now a lot of people are saying, "Whoa, this is interesting. This seems very political-esque." Of the movie star. Why would he just go out there and, hey, everyone, don't worry, America. We're just going through some
shit. Governor of Texas, man.
Man, look, sometimes when I just sit on my back porch with my dog Skip and I'm smoking a joint, I just think, you know, America, we're great. We're just going through some growing. It's just puberty, man. That's all.
I like sitting in my Lincoln looking at bowls, rolling boogers in my finger.
After I leave my dealer's house in my brand new Lincoln, I just like to think, you know what, America, home of the free, because of the brave. That's right. All right.
I tell you what, you elect me, everybody gets a Lincoln.
That's right. We get Lincoln.
It's more like a Bill Clinton. I can't believe it.
McConaughey, Clinton is just a political up to McConaughey. That's all it is. That is.
You know? I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
Same guy. All right,
you
close your eyes, and you have Bill Clinton from the 90s and McConaughey talk. It's all right, man. All right, am I Bill or am I McConaughey? We don't know. That's the beauty
Wait
of this.
Wait a second. Dad?
Yeah. Get it, man. So anyway, who knows? Maybe this is McConaughey dipping his toes in the political pool, and we could see Governor McConaughey just talking about America, man. Everybody
gets pretty cool, man.
And every Lincoln comes with a bag of weed. All right, there we go. So we got Suckin' Face, and we got Governor McConaughey. That is your morning dump. We will be back.
The Morning Dump, brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them today, 269-445-7777, or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Rockwell.